You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Franco Di Nicola. Franco is a unified soul that has completed his soul enlightenment through the human experience. He has fully uncovered who he is beyond mind and body, which is, through experience, the eventual purpose of all souls. He has also traveled dimensionally, allowing him to gain a broader spectrum of awareness, until he agreed to reincarnate on Earth at a point where humanity was ready to experience an advanced consciousness shift. Franco is devoted to assist humanity in creating a new reality that far exceeds the present limited experience and that encompasses oneness and love. Presently, his work includes webcasts, seminars, videos, workshops, talks, documentaries, and mediation clearing and activation processes. You can find out more about Franco's work on his website, www.francodenicola.com. So now let's welcome Franco to the show. Hi, Franco. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me on your show. It's a real pleasure.
Well, you know, as I mentioned to you when I wrote to you, and thank you for replying so quickly, I have had so many close friends that have just been raving about your work. I mean, literally telling me, you have to have this guy on your show. He's absolutely incredible. So you have come highly recommended by just about everybody that I know. So I want to thank you for coming on so soon.
No, it's my pleasure, and it worked out pretty fine for the dates, too. So it's just before going off to Europe to do some workshops and talks in Europe. So,
oh, wonderful, wonderful! Yeah. I'm glad that you're spreading the word. Well, there's a lot of places where we could begin, and of course, we only have about an hour to talk. But as I read your bio, I was curious about the metaphysical experiences that you had as a child. Would you like to start there?
Sure, if you like. Yeah, absolutely. Well, in my visit back on the planet here, of course, what's occurred is the fact is I had to take on a human physicality once again to reconnect with the human experience. Even though I had been on the planet before, several hundred years ago and way beyond that, I did come back in a physical form. Now, when I did arrive here, of course, I was in a fully enlightened state. Of course, the vibration of the soul and access of the soul was quite high. Now, I still came into a limited body, which required, of course, the regular programming to function, basically, on the planet. And, of course, the choice to come here was not to come with the ability to choose a family that was highly enlightened by any means. It came to a very basic family structure, basically in a way, in a lower vibrating state. In, for example, being in a European traditional family, religious, and so forth, to really experience the human experience. Now, when I did arrive here, of course, I had that additional consciousness, so my soul kept streaming a knowing and also a consciousness that preceded anything that I was observing on the planet, because as I was observing, even as a child, I can see that there was much more than the human experience was having or projecting. To me, at first, it seemed like humanity, and I had, even though I had been here, kind of forgotten how it really was, that seemed like just robots walking around with...
right.
With well, Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yes, I'm just agreeing with you. You know, yes. It does seem that way.
Well, it seemed that way in the sense where, because I was observing, and it just looked like androids or something walking around with computer programs and just creating more of the same, mm-hmm. and nothing moving in that regard. It seemed like the lights were home, but no one was home, type of thing, because mm-hmm. the consciousness wasn't there. However, I knew that I had to get familiar with this environment, and so for the first few years, that was that observing part, but of course the consciousness was there, so that was my company. It was that other knowing that kept coming through, that kept me going, because it was very difficult to interconnect back to humanity, because it was you're looking at as a soul now that has unified, meaning the two halves, like the two twins have joined, then it actually rejoined itself with the first cluster of family, which was another 11 souls, and each one was split, so we're basically talking 22 souls that combined to one, so, and that was still part of, so in actual fact, it's 48 fragmented souls that have united into one unit. Now, that's not a common occurrence where a soul that has done all of that actually takes on a human form or any form at that level. So it was quite an adjustment to come here. But when I was here, I mean, besides the adjustment, a lot of things happened. I mean, I was able to see layers of the planet functioning, meaning alternate states of the planet. I was able to see timelines. Of course, even the souls that have departed from physical form would be showing up. I was doing a lot of out-of-body experience. Of course, none of it was trained. It just happened. It was just that part of it. Mm-hmm. And it was very colorful, the experience. Of course, coming into a religious family, it was a bit of a shock because I was able to know and see things in a way that no one understood. And so that was always judged as something that there's something wrong with him or something of that nature. But as I moved on, I mean, I did manage to find a way to adjust accordingly so that it did not create so much shock. And I won't even go into the details of all the lovely dance I had to do in between.
But, okay.
Yeah, just before age 5, then part of the agreement was to release access to about 80%. So the soul spent cut off 80% of the streaming to the mind so that I could actually have more of a human experience. And that went on for 39 years. And then at age 44, which was about 2001, the rest of the activation started to come back through. And that's when I started to actually work more diligently in the work I'm doing now. Which, again, throughout the whole period of time, I did a lot of out-of-body work, and that means working on timelines, working on the matrix, working on the planetary grids. I did work on pockets of consciousness and so forth, which affect, because we have layers and layers of that. And now, of course, it's much more aggressive because of the fact that of all the alignments that have occurred, all the activations, so we're in a very different place at this time. So the work has changed tremendously. So I don't have a normal job anymore. I just do this full time. And, of course, part of my work is out-of-body work in working on all the different realms and so forth. And so it's a very agenda-filled workload, I guess you want to call it.
Well, it's quite an amazing way to experience things. I know that some of my guests have had similar experiences. When you mentioned timeline work and grid work, how have you seen those evolving and changing recently, and where is this shift taking us? You mentioned that we're ready to experience an advanced consciousness shift. That doesn't necessarily mean that people are going to have one. But is that imminent, and are we finally breaking through some of the layers of control and domination that have been occurring for so many millions of years?
Oh, absolutely. What we're doing now is phenomenal in comparison. I mean, it's what we're doing now has never been experienced by any means. The work in the timelines, I mean, it's been quite aggressive for the last several years, which is basically going in and taking out or modifying the timelines and collapsing certain timelines, because the planet has a multitude of timelines. And we were looking at where there were trigger points, where there were situations that would actually set back the consciousness of humanity. possibly create disasters that would, because a lot of the disasters that may have occurred at different points in time, depending on the state of consciousness, would create a lower vibration and actually set people back, because what it would do is activate fear and survival in a very intense state. And, of course, with that in full swing, of course, you're not going to move in consciousness. So what's happening now with the timelines, we've basically cleared up all the implants that were put in purposely to keep setting humanity back. So that was cleared up. A lot of the older timelines, which would have created Armageddons and all the huge disastrous type of experiences that were encoded, those were actually collapsed completely. So even the predictions that were made with all that that was supposed to unfold, that's why none of this is happening at this point, because it, a lot of those were removed completely. So we're moving forward tremendously. Now, the timeline has actually taken a whole completely different form. It actually became a waveform, which is basically shifting and creating anew. It's not stagnant any longer with points of activations. This is, now it becomes very interesting trying to predict anything, because a swing in consciousness with a group of people on the planet will automatically change the bend that it actually operates. And it doesn't go from one time zone to another. It actually just flows and just creates a whole new wave. So it's very different. And, of course, all the archaic stuff, all the old, even the records and so forth that have been created and plagued, you know, the galaxies and the universe and planet Earth and all the different series of humans that have been on the planet and other beings, of course. And those are all, a lot of it is just completely transforming, completely clearing out, and basically everything is being restarted all over as a completely brand new. So we have achieved a certain, several major activations that are have put us on track to move forward in this consciousness shift that we're doing, which is an awakening. It's a huge awakening. Now, the question is everybody going to be able to obtain that? At this point in time, it depends on each and every soul. Now, you have to understand the soul operates and utilizes the physicality and the mind for its progress. Now, the soul may have the highest intention to move forward and will continue to stream whatever it can with the accessibility that it has based on the amount of veils it removed and the main the amount of experience that it was able to access. Now, however, it still has to stream it through the mind and through the physicality. Now, a lot of the physicalities and a lot of the minds have been so deeply programmed that it becomes very difficult for them to shift from a, you know, from a third dimensional consciousness, which is a physical realm, and this is me, my physicality, everything around me is this all there is, to understanding that we're actually the creator of all there is, and that we are creating each moment, and our reality is complete design of our own, and that we just, you know, play with the whole dance and the wave of things. So it's much more difficult at that point. However, with the frequencies that have been changing on the planet, and we've had many, many activations that have occurred, just to look back about 25 years ago, you know, we were at a resonant hertz frequency of the planet at 7.8. We're today at 13.5. So just over 25 years, we made a huge leap, which was one of the main activations that occurred on the solstice of the 21st of December. That's when we reached 13. And that was a tipping point for us to actually activate the fourth dimensional consciousness. And we've just had the last one in August the 8th. Now, the full integration will occur by January of 2014, where the planet's fully integrated. Now, meanwhile, we are being streamed with codes. We are being streamed with bursts of consciousness, about basically wave of energies, to create us to shift. And this is why a lot of people are right now are going through an awakening process. That's why a lot of people are starting to open their eyes. They're starting to look at what's going on in the world and seeing all the systems that are in place, looking at all the different ways that we've operated. Because realistically, all this time, we've never really operated. We never understood the human experience. We never operated in its natural design. It has been completely outside of that. And, you know, unless we wanted to get into the details of it when all of this happened, we can do that another time if you like. But okay. So, you know, there's a lot of information we can play with. But at this point, we look at where we are right now. So there's a huge purge and clear that's going on right now, meaning letting go of all the programs, letting go of all our belief systems and concepts that we've adopted as our reality that reflect the world that we experience now. So a lot of the emotional components, all the default programs that, you know, we've had streamed within ourselves or programmed and conditioned, and there's been a lot of programming and conditioning from the moment we're born. We take on quite a bit. We also get, of course, programmed through the educational system, the media, through the experiencing on the planet, and, you know, of course, everything around us is programming, conditioning us to believe and think and feel a certain way. So that needs to come out. Now, the beauty of all of this, with all the frequencies that are coming through, all the souls that are ready are really opening themselves up to clear all past timelines, basically past lives. Each and every incarnation that they have not completed or held on to certain unfinished business, that's coming up to the surface now. And it's showing up in real time at this point to experience it. And the same thing with anything that we've taken on from the genetic codes, or in this case, lineage from the families, and of course, whatever we experienced on the planet here that we've encoded. So there's a huge, massive clearing that's going on. Mm-hmm. And as we move forward, I mean, we're at this point on a very, I can't say structured, but a very, let's use the word structure for lack of words, structured phases of change that we're going through at this point.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Are there, of course, when you look into the world, it appears that things are coming to the surface, quite literally. Is there a force, let's say a negative force, that has an agenda of keeping humanity from evolving?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it has been from 10,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And right now, the negative force that's holding it in place, which is an altered, because what's happened is the human experience got completely altered. We went from a third-dimensional consciousness of our planet, and we went from an organic, natural, self-evolving consciousness of a planet to an inorganic, which basically its design and its purpose was to make sure that not only you didn't evolve, you de-evolved, actually stepped back, right?
Right.
And you can see it all around you.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you want to step outside of the common projection, you're labeled, you're bashed, you're drugged, everything under the sun is actually pushing you again. So it's still reflective. However, what's happening is that negative force operates in a very low frequency, and it only survives on fear and survival as its mainstay of energy, because it vibrates in that frequency. Therefore, as much as the control forces have done everything under the sun through vaccination, through drugs, through radio waves, you name it, you're talking about from every direction, programming as possible to keep it down. But look at what's happening. There are so many souls still stepping out of it, and the control structures right now are being exposed left, right, and center, because people are seeing through the veils that they were not able to see before. And then, of course, the structures, the control structures right now, already know, the darker energies already know that their days are numbered, because they're losing power. Now, they're doing everything under the sun with the chemtrails, you name it, to continue, but it's still breaking through, because the planet's energy is increasing, humanity's frequency is increasing, and they can't operate in that. So they're still feeding off the people that are still in the lower frequency because of their state of consciousness. But that's changing too, because each person that's frequency increases, it negates quite a bit of the negative. So it actually creates a huge blanket. It's like being in a dark room, and you turn on even the smallest light, it already starts to illuminate the room. And you start turning on some more small lights, of course, the room no longer is in that darkness and in that low consciousness or an unconscious state. So, yeah, there is that control, but it's losing not only its power, it's becoming much more difficult for them to actually operate within them. Because you have to understand, and I don't know how far you want to go here with this, but you have to understand the control structures, the top ones that are in charge of it, that are running the planet per se, or have, there are hybrid beings that were put on the planet, which are partly human and partly hybrid of a hybrid, that were programmed to degrade and keep humanity in a very low state of consciousness, and also with the mandate of originally reducing the population considerably, but then the agenda actually changed and found that humanity was too difficult to deal with because their consciousness was shifting, and that was to wipe them out all completely and then create all completely new. But that agenda is lost its power. It just can't. It's not going to happen any longer. And we have a lot of forces in a very positive energy that is supporting it, and we are getting assistance. We're still given the full opportunity to do it ourselves. You know, it's like we get
right.
The tools per se, and we get the codes instilled within us to operate in that new world. That new world. I'm not talking new world order. I'm talking about our new
right.
world in fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. So
yes, a lot of people are talking about a shift to fourth and fifth density.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, many people have said that a number of souls have come in from much higher densities than that to assist with this change. So I'm guessing that those people who came in from, you know, eighth, ninth, and above, if you want to look at it numerically, would be returning to their home planets or their home conditions once this shift is definitely in place. How do you see that evolving, the shift? How do you see it occurring and evolving from this moment forward?
Well, the way it's going right now and the way it's planned, as we continue moving forward, we're going to remain in the fourth dimensional consciousness until the end of 2014. And then going into right the beginning of 2015, we're actually shifting into a fifth dimensional consciousness. Now, everything possible is being done to awaken as many souls as possible. And if the souls are able to create that transformation, then they will participate with going into fourth and then going into fifth. However, if not, then the souls will find itself very difficult to operate in here with that physicality, with the mind that is still locked into third dimensional consciousness. And from anywhere from now till the end of 2014, they will choose to leave. And they will leave in all forms, in any way they choose. For two purposes. One is for that they can't, you know, really function on the planet because the energies that the body has designed itself or locked itself in will not be able to function. Therefore, even the hybrids and so forth will no longer be able to function and will choose to leave. Now, as that is happening, with the other part of it is that the ratio of frequencies will, because the planet's collective that we are creating our reality with, is based on the collective frequency of all the souls on the planet, plus the resonant frequency of the planet itself. So, of course, the ratio starts to change as more of the dense energies leave. Now, of course, we have, like you said, a lot of other souls that have come in that are coming from other planets, they're coming from other dimensions, carrying... they're basically vibrating at a higher frequency, and they also carry a higher consciousness. And they're plugging themselves in by being on the planet to the collective. And in doing so, it creates a further transformation. Now, once their work is done, which will be sometime after 2017 or even going into 2030, that 2020, I would say at this point, the souls will find that they don't need to carry that energy and they would leave because they don't need to be here, and then they can continue their advancement wherever they're choosing to go. But we have been streaming a lot of souls, coming in for years now, and a lot of the new ones are coming in even higher frequency than before to facilitate at this point. And there are some very key high, what we call superhumans on the planet. There's actually 39 of them that are stationed in different positions on the planet that are trigger points. They're conduits that carry a certain frequency that emanates, like a repeater does, and they are playing a role in that way. Of course, you know, we also have beings from other planets that are, you know, have taken on human forms that are just sharing consciousness. Now they're coming in, you know, what we call aliens or whatever else, but they are actually part and parcel of being on the planet also at this time. So there's a lot going on, and of course they're also assisting us so that the darker energies that have, you know, taken over the planet do not continue to spread out or manipulate humanity any further. So we have to understand that there is all of this is playing out. I mean, a lot of people look at it and say, well, this was a horrible thing that occurred, you know, that we have, you know, this dark energy. But we have to truly understand that there was an actual purpose for all of that. And we, as a collective, and when I say we as a collective, we're not even talking about just humans alone, but the quadrant of our galaxy allowed a certain level of darkness to reside on different planets through the genetic encodements and so forth, and even the DNA manipulation.
Manipulation.
So that humanity can actually experience, and there are other beings on other planets too, can experience the same thing, with complete polarity in a sense of going into not only forgetting who you are, but completely disconnecting from all aspects. And so it allowed the souls to actually experience the most powerful the disconnect possible. But now, because of that, what we are capable of doing as we move forward will be grander than ever been able to be done without having that huge polarity experience.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like a slingshot that's been pulled back, and when you release it, of course, the further it's been pulled back, the further it goes forward when you release it.
Exactly.
So there are stories that we originally had 12 strands of DNA, and that it was we've been tampered with to the point where we have basically we're operating on less than two, and with a consciousness that's extremely limited and filled with belief systems and programming. And I know that you're actively working on changing that for the planet. So. Can we expect to see, as this shift occurs and the vibration increases, that there will be some kind of a frequency change within us as well, with our DNA and our inner structure?
Absolutely. It's happening right now. Every single soul is being, every person on the planet here right now is being restructured within. And basically, you're being retuned completely. So
good.
Yeah.
I feel like I could use it.
Yes. Now, there will be some that will not be able to utilize it. That doesn't mean, it's like this, we're putting the codes in, we're activating, stimulating, and so forth, but then depending on the state of each person, it depends on how much they use. But there's a reactivation of the other 10 DNA strands that were deactivated. And each DNA strand is actually connects us to another, what we call another race, because each DNA has access to other parts, other facets of ourselves that are expressing itself and experiencing itself on other planes. Because, I mean, our physicality is quite unique in the way it was designed. It was actually designed from utilizing 12 different species, 5 primaries and 7 secondaries. And it was retooled completely about 15,000 years ago, and because this series is different, it was supposed to be a really marvelous tool, a marvelous experience or vehicle, and the souls have signed up for it. As part of a change of plans, it was it was altered about 10,000 years ago, and that's how we took a huge regression in our experience. But, of course, like we said earlier, that regression is giving us the opportunity to become grander than ever before because of it. So, yes, it's being reactivated as we go along. A lot of the junk stuff that we've taken on that were encoded, layers and layers and layers of programming, are breaking down. So this is one of the reasons why a lot of people are feeling a lot of experiences right now in a physical form, emotionally. You know, they're feeling that they're losing, you know, their mind in a sense, or feeling very, very uncomfortable, because what's happening is a lot of the programs are that they've attached themselves to and use that as their functionality are being challenged. And they're not only being challenged, but they're actually being broken down. So, you know, we have to understand that our mind and our body, specifically the mind, is a computer. And the computer operates on programs.
Right.
And now, there's two parts to this. The computer itself has... So you're talking about the mind. The mind is, you're looking at the right brain and the left brain. So the right brain actually is the part that's very creative and intuitive, and it's the part that connects to two parts. One, it connects to our soul, which streams the reason that we're here, and also has a certain path that it has chosen, and it has certain things that it wants to achieve while it's here. And then it also has access to other souls, basically our collective and so forth, through our third eye and so forth. And so it uses consciousness from higher aspects of themselves. So you're the first higher aspect of yourself, or higher self, is your soul. And then next level, of course, you're going into your family souls or going into higher streaming. So the right brain actually takes in these information. It is streamed through it, and then it creates, starts to create realities. Then, of course, it has to transfer that to the left brain, which is actually the part that actually creates the experience. But that is where all the software program is for a lot of the manipulation. So even though it may achieve or able to create certain realities, can it express it? And when it tries to express it, it could trigger fears. It could trigger automatic default programs, because there's a lot of that. You know, even change is what we desire, but that creates fear, because it's programmed as a safety net so that we don't change. We want change, but we can't experience change, because as soon as we start to experience change, the default comes in as fear, the unknown, you know, the...
Right.
Yeah, so it creates that aspect of it.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. What are some of the ways that we can be more actively aligned with the new frequencies, and what are some of the things that keep us from connecting and absorbing the shifts that are occurring right now?
Well, the biggest thing that we are working with right now, each individual on the planet here, is letting go of beliefs, perceptions that we've taken on, conditioning and so forth, of what we've taken on as a reality. And it's that it needs to be cleared up. So it's all the programming that we have taken on as a definition of what reality of being human represents, like being a physicality. So all the belief systems that we've taken on. So if we had a religious affiliation, of course, we're attached to all those programs. If we have very cultural, then we're into that. If we've taken on different conditioning. So it's about breaking all of that down. It's going through and letting go of all these belief systems and perceptions. Because as you do that, see, the thing is, you know, people talk about raising frequencies. The one thing we have to understand, that we are already a high vibration frequency being. We are our natural state. There's several things. We're basically programmed and have access to vibrate and to be in the frequency of Source itself. We are, our natural state, of course, is unconditional love. Our natural state is also neutrality and peace. When people ask me, well, how do I raise my vibration? And I always say, look at all that lowers your vibration. Anything that triggers fear, anything that triggers survival, anything that triggers judgment, anything that triggers you know, separation, you know, judgment of one another, competition, and all of that. So all of those belief systems. And then, of course, belief systems that include disempowerment, which is, you know, there's something outside of me that's bigger than me or has authority over me, and I'm the victim. So you have those programs coming in where I don't have any say. You know, these are the things that lower. You're not a victim. In actual fact, there is no such thing. Because when you truly understand, you are the master of your own creation each moment, and it goes way beyond, you know, what you think. That is only a part, a small part of it. You are, in fact, any experience that you have either created directly, co-created with other aspects of yourself, which each and every soul is another aspect of yourself, or in some way you have created in a form of, from a superconscious state, which now has made agreements with other souls to come in and step in and play something within yourself. So no matter what anybody does to you, even if it's negative perceptionally,
mm-hmm.
you have agreed for that to take place, or else it cannot happen.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
we've agreed to have these experiences, but we also can change it. You know, it's not that, you know, we did anything wrong. Because that's the other thing, is that we have to look at all the stuff that we've taken on in our belief systems that, you know, first of all, we made mistakes. Well, if you really understand, there's no such thing as a mistake. You can make choices that have certain unfoldments, but those choices were made at a state of consciousness, in a state which was of highest servitude at that time to have that choice. Even though we have a multitude of probabilities each moment to choose from, the choice we made was exactly the choice we needed at that time. And that was what took us to the next step. The thing is, we get caught up and think that, oh, I should have made a different choice. I should have did. I made mistakes. I made poor choices. I ruined my life. You know, I had the wrong parents. I had this. I had that. But that's just the belief system. That was part of the encodement where we saw ourselves as a victim that something else created. First of all, the biggest victimhood that we have is that we got put onto the planet, that we had no say, that this,
right.
Yeah, this deity up there decided that we're going to go here and we're going to have all these horrible, shitty experiences, and I got to fend myself, and if I don't survive this, and by the way, if I don't do it all right, there's some fiery pit or some nasty place waiting for me. So, you know, here we are.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, we have some pretty funny belief systems, don't we?
Yes. So those are the things that lower our frequency, and it's just a matter of letting those things go, because realistically, you know, you have chosen. Each and every soul, if you want to know how it works, each and every soul has reviewed, selected, and even had previews of the family they were going to come through, the part of the planet they were going to come through. They've actually even streamed through and viewed all the probabilities and possibilities from not only the family dynamics, but on an individual basis, put some markings of certain events to come into their life. They selected all of it. They even gave them the name to pick, because the name itself has all, each of the letters have codes that dictate certain personalities and also link us to the mathematical equation of how the frequencies and everything design us, and even when we were going to be born, so that the positioning of the planets and stars and all that stuff were in a certain position so that we would be able to come in with that frequency. So no matter what, we designed the whole thing. And of course, we came here with a list of things that we wanted to do in this lifetime. And it really does not, we have to understand, it doesn't mean, I'm going to come here, I'm going to make lots of money, I'm going to get a car, I'm going to get a house, I'm going to get the right relationship, and I'm going to have power, and I'm going to have people adore me, and so forth. That's not on the list at any point. You know. So what we actually came here is to experience and learn. And the soul itself, who you truly are, does not look at things and say, oh, yeah, I want to make sure I have a luxury life, and that I have, everything goes my way and everything else. It doesn't look at that. And it just looks at, okay, if we have this experience, what can we learn from it? And if I don't learn anything from that experience, I'm going to activate this other experience. And it doesn't look at the fact is what is deemed as good or bad. Of course, it's going to use that as part of a tool, but it's not going to see it as that's, you know, how I design it. So you come here, you know, already with a list of things to come and do. And that's what you're experiencing each moment. and you create each moment and each time. So when you're looking back at your life, you know, if your father treated you badly, it was an agreement. Because if you really understand it, dad, you know, may have his own personalities and may have his own stuff that he has to do, and you've agreed to play with each other because you're doing him a service too at the same time. I'm just keep using dad as an example now. But as you've made the agreement, if dad acted a certain way, said something a certain way, or, you know, treated you in an abusive way, you have, at the soul level, said, dad, I need this done to me and I need that done to me because I need to learn and make adjustments in certain ways. You actually give them, give your parents the script of what for them to do and play. So when you understand that, there's no forgiveness or forgiving because nobody's done anything wrong. You actually go up to them and say, thank you for playing a stellar role. Look at what you did for me. You were magnificent. You know?
Right.
That's it. So guess what? When you come to that plane, it crashes and completes a lot of the old programs that we've taken on, you know, feeling not only the victimhood, but clearing all the things that I've been abused, my life was disadvantaged and all that stuff, or that I made mistakes and all of these other things that have played out in your life. It already helps break down a huge amount of those lower vibrating frequencies, and guess what? You start to connect with higher consciousness more and more. The more you let go of fear, the more you let go of judgment, the more you start to flow with life and see that it's perfect the way it is, and that you are now going into the driver's seat, and you are here to navigate through it, and it's not trying to find, you know, the easy life. It's just learning from it and creating whatever. It's like this. You are having a lucid dream. You're fully in charge of it, and you have an agenda for the lucid dream is I'm going to utilize it fully and completely. Now, you take the next level, and I've had people turn around and say, well, why did I come on planet Earth? What was I thinking? Well, you weren't thinking because there was no mind to judge anything at that time. There were no programs. But you came to Earth because you knew, specifically now, look at all the souls on the planet right now. In the last, 50, 60 years, we went from 2 billion to 7.125 billion or something like that. It, you know, we've had, there's a lineup of souls that wanted to come on this planet for the very reason because it's experiencing a huge shift from one scalar of polarity to the next. And it is the most divine and most challenging place to be. Because our physicalities actually have emotions and have a lot of different experiences. So even the souls that have come here and said, okay, I'm not going to probably be able to go into fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness, but I'm going to be here, and I'm going to utilize every second that I'm here to the fullest capacity to get exactly or get as much done as possible and have my soul encoded and remove as many veils as possible, this is the place to be. And there's a waiting list, and it's like, I want there, I want there, I want there. Then we get here, and of course you hear from a lot of people, well, I don't want to be here. I don't like it here, you know.
Right.
But that's just the mind part.
Right. Now, a lot of people seem to be stuck in some kind of, my life doesn't make a difference. How do I change the world and this and that? But isn't it true that all of our thoughts, emotions, and actions, as an individual consciousness, those all go into the collective consciousness and contribute to where we're at as a whole.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's no insignificant person on the planet. Each one of us is a perfect piece that is redesigning the whole puzzle, I guess you want to call it, of our new world. And each one of us, every little shift that you make within yourself, you automatically upload into the collective consciousness. And not only that, a lot of the stuff that we take in from the collective that we resolve, that we modify and expand it with our own consciousness becomes part of the whole collective, and it changes everything. And the thing is, even if it's a small change, makes a huge impact, especially now, because it's the way the frequencies are running. It takes that small change and it replicates it in such a fashion that it was never replicating before, and it just like streams it, like, you know, it's like somebody lighting a match, and there's the waves of energy is like fuel, and it just spreads like crazy throughout the whole collective consciousness. So, you know, it's huge in that respect. So each person's making a difference. Now, what is the most powerful part is not, you know, challenging the systems or challenging the world that exists right at this point in time. It is about looking at it and seeing how we can transform it without fear, without hatred or resentment. Because we could turn around and look at the control structures and turn around and say, well, they're the dark ones, they're the evil ones, they did whatever. No, they were playing just a role. However, we're coming in and looking at it and say, oh, great, this is what we played with. However, now we choose to change this. We're going to transform it completely. We're going to look at a way that is now harmonious, which is part of our new consciousness, because part of our new consciousness coming in is oneness consciousness. This is where we are reconnecting, and we are working together in doing this.
How important is it for, I've heard people drop the words soul family and soul connections. Is that something that we need to be aware of?
It depends on how you look at it, because, first of all, we're always connected with our soul families. And what happens is that as we clear ourselves, as we our vibration opens, raises in itself, because we're removing all the other barriers in place and everything that lowered, guess what? The connection becomes stronger with your soul family. But the soul family, again, you know, there are other aspects of yourself. Everyone's doing their own thing. We're all interconnected anyways. You know, right now, every single soul on the planet is your family, because we have all signed up to be here at this time, and we're all doing it together. Now, of course, we have other soul families that are on other planets, too, which are we are always connected. And then, of course, you know, we have our twin soul, which is our other half of the soul with the same signature, and I won't go into all that description at the moment, but, you know, we're always connected, but as we clear, we have a stronger and more powerful connection with them. Do we need to bring them in? They're already there. It's just clear the channels. And how do we clear the channels? No. Get rid of the programs, doubts, and everything else. It's already there. Even our access to Source itself and all the different realms, they're all there. It's always connected. We never disconnected. We created an illusionary disconnect. It's like we've actually put blocks to stop it. But it's always there. It never, there was no termination. It was just, you know, created an illusion that we are not connected.
Right.
No, we get a lot of stuff that we receive within ourselves, and we doubt because of the fact that we think, oh, no, that's just my mind spewing some crazy idea. And then, of course, the program jumps in as a default and gives you the alternate, you know.
Right, right. Do you foresee a time when we'll be able to relate to other aspects of ourselves, which are, well, I guess people would refer to them as extraterrestrial, because we know that there are trillions and bazillions of different galactic groups out there, and we're part of all of that. Doesn't it seem like there should be a time when our planet should be opened up to communication with other worlds?
Oh, absolutely. That's something that is part of this transformation that's going on. The reconnection that we're doing is to also reconnect with all our brother, sister souls from other planets. I mean, we have a lot of different visitors coming in and going all the time with ships and so forth, and that's one of the reasons that you see so many sightings now, just to get us used to it. But you have to understand, this will happen as soon as we break down the fear from it. And right now, there's still a lot of prevalent fear, and that's the only reason they've not made any mass projection. Because, you know, unfortunately, we don't have as much time as we'd like, but our planet was designed as a port to host all different beings from all over the planet. It was supposed to be a place where you drop in, drop out type of thing, come and visit, and you can be able to go on other planets and so forth. And that will happen. It will happen now that it's being re-stimulated. It's going to be a little while, but the actual visiting on the planet, it's not that far away, but it's really breaking down the energy. So there's still a lot of work to be done in the next year and a half or so. It could be even longer. But that will change. And they're not coming here to save us, by the way, or, you know, a lot of
right.
people believe, you know, they're
right.
going to come and fix
right.
everything. No, no, it's not. That's not the way. They're not going to interfere. They will be like our brothers coming along and saying, hey, listen, you know, this is what we've done, and this is how we did it. Here's some technologies that we've done. But, you know, they will not share anything that we're going to use as weaponry, because right now we're still in a very destructive state, but that's changing as we go along.
Well, thank goodness. I will be so happy to hear that, you know, the whole development of weapons and systems of destruction and murder and death are no longer necessary. You know, we're hearing so much about it. Of course, that's part of the programming to ramp up the fear, which is part of the control system. So it will be such a relief when those darker energies or lower vibrations lift. It'll be mm-hmm. like it will be a new day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
and
we're running.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, no, a lot of the things that we are utilizing right now is weaponry and so forth. Anything that is quite devastating, like nuclear warheads and stuff like that, they're being neutralized. A lot of them are being deactivated and so forth so that we won't use it, and there's enough stimulation so that we will not get into a World War III. We will not create an environment to wipe ourselves off the planet. You know, there's a lot of that being propagated right now, but that's just to give us a taste of us waking up and saying, enough is enough. We don't need to play here anymore. This is our playground. We're going to now do it. And, you know, next time
right.
we can active, when we do, we can talk about, you know, how all of this will come about, too. And what
right,
we can actually
right.
do.
Well, we're just about out of time. It seems like we could go on another couple of hours.
Oh, easily.
You'll have to come back and do another show. In the few minutes we have left, would you like to share, you know, where your website is, and also if you have any closing thoughts for everybody, that would be nice too.
Absolutely. Well, my website is going under reconstruction, but there is one up now. So it's www.francodenicola.com. I do have materials there. There will be a lot more material because I'm scattered with a couple of other websites. But if you go on my website, you'll be able to, because I do work with Collective Evolution and also with Masterpiece Life. And with Masterpiece Life, we do a lot of programs. We do it online so that we're able to reach everybody across the world, you know, so we don't limit. The only limitation is if you don't have internet or you don't have a telephone, then, of course, you can't access it. But, you know, at least, you know, we're not putting the barriers, because I live in Canada that, you know, I do travel internationally, but I can't get everywhere. And because there's so many new processes that show up for that people are ready for, I make it available, and I make it available to anyone as possible.
Well,
so
wonderful.
At this time, as a closing note, we're in very amazing times that we are unfolding perfectly the way that it needs to unfold. Any darkness that we're seeing right now that is stepped up is only the last, the last run into it, so that we can actually get our fill, so we can step out of it. So, but one thing is, the change is done as one together. It's not like each soul is needs to do something. Each soul has to do their work, and each soul is working with each other's soul. This transformation is through oneness. It's all of us coming together. And I can tell you,
wow.
There's no power structure out there. First of all, there, you know, as much as we like to think that there's authority over us, there's no such thing. There is no authority. There's not even authority on other realms or even hierarchy of any sort. But there, not only is there no authority.
Well, Franco, we're just out of time. We have to wrap
okay.
it up. So I want to thank you for coming on. We'll continue this conversation in our next show. And I want to thank everybody for recommending you as well.
Thank you for
thank
having
you
me
so
on
much
the show.
For coming on tonight.
You're welcome.
And we'll
thank
talk
you.
Again.
Yes.
All right. Good night, everybody.